of the Lord. I've been free, delivered, and in your presence, Lord.
So William McDowell, I won't go back. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl Mental Beauty coming at you on a Wednesday, April the 24th. Today's podcast is going to be about change. Have you changed? Do other people see your change? Do other people bring up your past experiences? Do they remind you of your experiences? Change is good. A lot of times we get so caught up on the traditional way of living and not realize that we need to change in order to do better. A lot of our ancestors, they did things the way that they did them because they were doing it for survival. And don't get me wrong, from time to time, we put ourselves in survival mode because we want things to work. We want things to be more convenient for us when we're not in that type of mode anymore. Our life has really changed, and it has changed in a tremendous way for the better, especially when it came down to the point of slavery and how we were being treated when we were coming up. But we're not in that realm anymore. We're in a different realm. Don't get me wrong, slavery still exists within the point of the United States government, with the point that we have to pay taxes to even live, or we have to pay taxes to die. But that's something totally different. Tonight we're talking about the point that how things have changed and how we have changed. And then, like, just like what William McDowell was saying, like, you know, he won't go back. We don't need to go back to the ways that we used to be, especially if it's different experiences that we have had in our life and we didn't realize that it wasn't, you know, things that we have done or made bad decisions or things that we had no other choice but to make that decisions and to not go back to them. But a lot of times when we go through stuff and have bad experiences, a lot of our family members or people that we know or we grew up with, they remind you of different experiences, of bad decisions that you have made. They don't look at the point that you've changed and you no longer are doing those type of things that you did before. Case in point, just can't say for instance, if it was a person that was struggling with alcoholism and stuff like that, and they no longer doing that, but they still struggle with it. A lot of people that I've talked to that have that struggle with alcoholism, they say they still suffer from day to day. They still have to fight to make that decision not to do those type of things anymore, or to go back to the point of drinking. And, you know, and I can resonate with them with different things that, you know, that I have been addicted to. I was addicted to the point of just saying, well, hey, I want to be out here and I just want to live and do all these different type of things. And then when it gets to the point that you come to an experience in your life and you realize that, hey, listen, I'm not doing nothing but destroying myself. So with that being said, like, a lot of different people don't think about those type of things until it's too late. And then you got these people that's naysayers, people that's out and amongst you. They don't let you live those type of things down because some of the fact is you're no longer dealing with that. It's bad enough that you're dealing with the point of a person that has alcoholism or whatever the case may be, and they're struggling not to take that next drink, or something tragic happened to them to the point that they just don't want to feel some type of pain. But then you got these people that's on the outside that's reminding you, oh, okay, you know, used to be an alcoholic, falling all down and doing, they reminding you of those type of things. I guess that could be a good thing as well as a bad thing, but for the most part, like, why beat people up when they have been delivered from those type of things? And some people say, well, hey, you're never being really delivered because the simple fact is you're thinking about not taking that drink again that same day. That's just life, period. Like, a lot of different people don't think about the struggle that another person has had when they have graduated from things that they have did before, or that they're doing better in their lives. A lot of people don't realize those type of things. You're in your mind saying, hey, listen, I don't want to go back to the way things used to be. I've been delivered. I want to change. I want to be changed. And then you have these people with to the point that they always, even if you have changed or whatever the case may be, like I said, they remind you. And most people that remind you of these type of things are people that is not happy within themselves. If you're doing better for yourself, some people get to the point, and I was talking to my husband about that the other day. Why do people, if you're doing better for yourself, why do people condemn you because you're no longer doing those type of things? And if you're doing something a little bit different than they are, not saying that you're doing things better than they are, it's just you choosing a different path and you no longer want to do those type of things that you used to do. It's crazy that we don't think about those, the whole big picture. And my husband's like, you know, some people get a kick out of to the point of looking down on somebody else. And that makes them feel inferior. It's really bad in the Black community as a whole, because that's just what it is that they do, you know, or whatever the case may be. I used to sit back and think, like, hey, do I do those type of things? I always applaud people in the point of their regression and aggression when it comes down to the point of making or reaching a milestone or doing different things in their life or whatever the case might be. Because I want people to, you know, prosper, and I want people to feel good about themselves, because I want to feel good about myself, and I want people to applaud me when I do good. But everybody don't have that same type of energy. Some people just have a negative energy. They vibrate very low. When it comes down to certain things, they feel like as if they say something good to you, then that's going to make them feel like, make them feel inferior. Then you have these type of people that will praise you, but verbally, physically seeing you and stuff like that. But then on deep down on the inside, they're not feeling that type of way as well. It's crazy that people do those type of things. Like, have you ever come across somebody that gave you a compliment, but it was a nice, nasty compliment? I used to get those type of things all the time, especially when they point, oh, girl, your skin is so beautiful. See, your skin is so good and dark to be a Black woman and stuff like that. Oh, girl, you done lost some weight or whatever the case may be. You ain't big as you used to be, you know, and stuff like that. Like, people don't think about, hey, like, I be want to say, motherfucker, I'm not ready to eat another candy bar. Like, I don't understand with people, they get something out of it by making another person feel inferior, and that they feel like that makes them to make them inferior, make the other person feels lesser than. And it's really crazy that it's that way. You know, it's okay for you not to want to go back, or you want to change and to do better. But I just wanted to come on here to encourage you that just because these people don't remember what you have done in your past and not realize that you don't no longer live in that realm anymore, you no longer want to do those type of things anymore or whatever the case may be. First of all, you got to forgive yourself for the different things that you have made a bad decision and done. You also have to forgive yourself for not knowing. A lot of times in the Black community, we don't do those type of things. A lot of times we condemn ourselves about bad decisions we done made, but we don't realize that, well, hey, we made those decisions because we didn't know. And we were just doing things the best way that we know how. With that being said, like, hey, listen, It's okay to applaud your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your auntie, your uncles, your nieces, your nephew, your kids. If they do things, if they're no longer doing things the way that they used to do. Me, I could just go and admit, my sons, I have two sons. I used to always get on to them about different things and stuff. And I realized that that's the way how I was brought up. I was always chastised about different things that I was done that I did wrong, instead of me hearing to the point of saying, hey, that's a good job. You know, I'm proud of you and stuff like that. So when I started, I was working on myself or whatever the case may be. So I no longer want to do those type of things no more. And I was like, well, dang, hey, I didn't receive that when I was coming up. So why am I not doing those type of things or telling those type of things to my sons? So one day I started telling my son, I was like, my oldest son, and we always used to bump heads and stuff like that. And he was like, I was like, son, I'm proud of you. He started looking around. I said, yeah, I'm proud of you. And I looked at him, and I grabbed him by both his arms on the side, and I looked at him, and I held him and brought him close to me, and I gave him a kiss on the cheek. My son floored. He did not understand. He was like, what is wrong with you, mama? Because I was so to the point, I brought them up to the point of being so hard and try to keep a vest on to keep from being hurt and stuff like that. And that was just something to the point of how I was treated. So with that being said, like those type of things, it passes on to generation and generation. And I was realizing that, hey, listen, I no longer want to do those type of things. The more I want to see change. So I got to change. So, and I told my son, he said, Mom, what are you doing all of this for? What's wrong with you? He said, you made me feel weird. He even got to the point after I had left him around him, he would have called my brother. He was like, something wrong with your sister, something wrong with her, like that. And then, like, my brother had told him, he said, listen, your mama trying to change. She's trying to do better, so you should be glad and stuff like that. And I started changing and start telling and applauding about different things that he had done and stopped harping on things that I felt like that he was at a failure at. Then it started making him feel good about himself or whatever the case may be. So, with that being said, like, hey, listen, it's okay to receive change from people, especially when it comes down to the point of them doing better for themselves. Like, if they no longer live there in that realm, they no longer are having those type of experiences in their life, why go back to what they did before within the situation or whatever the case may be and bring that type of thing up? That's just something for you guys to think about. Case in point. Now, this one thing that, and it bothers me a whole lot. And this is just outside looking in or whatever the case might be, because I really don't know. I'm just going by hearsay and different things that I had seen physically and so forth and so on. So the friend of mine was telling me about this girl that we grew up with or whatever the case might be. And she was always well known to just be a loose girl. She was just a loose girl. But who wasn't loose? Who didn't make bad decisions? We're 45, 46 years old, 47 years old in that realm, in our late 40s now, or whatever the case may be. And people are still making these type of decisions. We're not living off to the point of survival where we got to go and do things strange for a little change in order to try to make things work. Now you can get out here, you can get your jobs, try to hustle, go deliver food, go deliver somebody's, take somebody somewhere on Uber, DoorDash, or whatever the case may be in order to make a hustle. You ain't even got to get out here to sell drugs in order to try to make it. You can do it. You can see back somebody kids or go on social media. We have so many different avenues in order to make money. So they were telling me about the girl had done, she was still doing the same thing that she'd been doing. Or whatever the case might be. I said, well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. You got to think about the point that this person here, you won't have to worry about what this other person has done or been done or whatever, talking about what they had going on. If you focus more on within yourself. So with that being said, like, hey, listen, I knew that in the back of my mind of different things that the girl had done back in the day and the different things that I heard of. But hey, listen, maybe she's struggling with something. You know, a lot of times, us as women and men in the black community, we struggle with stuff that we done experienced in the past, and we don't never really get rid of it because it's downloaded in our DNA. That's one thing that a lot of black people don't realize, that when we get to the point that in life, and that's just ain't just saying black people, that's everybody. When you have some type of experience in life, it's downloaded in your DNA. You're gonna remember it at some point in time. It might be a smell, it might be a touch, it might be a sound or something. It's gonna remind you of what you had done went through before in the past, and that's when it gets to the point where we get that within our spirit to let us know, hey, listen, we're not gonna do those type of things anymore because we no longer wanna do that. That's just something for you guys to think about. So with that being said, with that lady there and what she had going on, I said, hey, listen, she did those type of things in the past or whatever the case might be, and maybe she's struggling with it now or whatever the case. And how can you expect for her to be able to be delivered from the things that she did in the past? And even if she's doing it now, if you're reminding other people that she's doing those type of things, it's just like a domino effect. You're just putting people down, putting people down, putting people down. There's more to life than to put another individual down, talking about them, reminding them of a bad decision that they have made. Now, sometimes we have to remind people of bad decisions or bad experiences that they have went through because the simple fact is, in order to try to motivate them to do better. I tell my sons them all the time, hey, listen, you don't want to go through that no more, so listen. My oldest boy, he was driving with no license and stuff like that or whatever. And he was always getting tickets and stuff, and he had to pay his money out. And I said, hey, if you don't want to have to pay your money out and be struggling with, you know, your other bills and stuff like this, Brian, get your license. Just get your license. I'll help you get your license. I'll help you pay your bill, whatever the case might be. But don't be driving recklessly. So with that being said, you know what I'm saying? You got to get to the point of allowing people to understand their mess. And wanting to understand to the point that, hey, they do need to change. It's okay for them to change. And, you know, a lot of times we don't allow people to change because some people, if you do change, they look down on you and say you feel like you are better than that person. So forth and so on. It's just crazy that we think like that. You know, it's like sometimes I wish we would never had that type of experience to think that we were better than each other or that somebody's got more than the next person. Back in the day, I used to get upset about to the point where, you know, so-and-so got a color TV. We still over here with a black and white. It was just crazy stuff. And the black community is sad and it's sickening that we, you know, feel like this amongst each other. Your neighbors can't get to the point of knowing about if you got a new car or if you got something different to your house or whatever the case may be. It's you know, we could do more and be better with one another if we show love to each other. But a lot of times we don't do these type of things because the simple fact is we got this spirit of deception up to the point that, hey, listen, if that person do better than me, then that makes me feel like I'm inferior, that I'm lesser than that person. And that's not the case. We got to get out of that mindset. You know, it's crazy that it's that way. You should be able to applaud people, applaud yourself. First of all, forgive yourself for bad decisions that you have made. Allow yourself to not gossip about different things that other people have done in order for you to be able to move forward. And then, like, even if people feel as if you are think that you are better than somebody than them because you have changed, then allow them to think what they want to think. But some people get to the point, like me, I'd rather for a person to say, well, hey, listen, why you don't hang out with us anymore? Why you don't do these type of things anymore? Because I've changed. It's just not that I feel like that I'm too good. It's just that I don't want anything else to trigger me to back to being the way that I used to be. I want to move forward. I want to grow outside of my realm or grow outside of my habitat or grow to the point of me to be able to be a better me. And in order for me to be a better me is for me not to entertain the things that I used to do. And that's, you know, that, and that's just neither here nor there, but that's just the gist of it. Why is it a person that is an alcoholic or a drug user wants to hang out with somebody if they're struggling with that, and hang out with somebody that's doing the same type of those things? With that type of that spirit is working and is lurking and within them, you're like, dang, am I we're gonna have another drink? Am I we're gonna have another puff roll or whatever, however people do drugs or whatever the case may be, do it just because everybody else doing it. I never was that type of person to do things because everybody else was doing it. And I encourage you, don't do that. Don't do that. Tell your children not to do that. Tell your grandkids now. I have grandkids now. Tell my grandkids not to do those type of things. I tell my granddaughter, hey, listen, just because so-and-so doing it don't mean you got to do it. My granddaughter called me the other day, and she was telling me about somebody was bullying her at school or whatever the case may be. And she had to just sit back within the situation or whatever. And then, like, the girl was older than it. And so, my granddaughter had told her, say, hey, listen. My granddaughter, she's 9. She's going on 10 or whatever the case may be. And she was like, hey, this girl, him 12 years old and fighting at school. She got an old spirit or whatever. And she was like, you the one 12 years old and want to fight and bully somebody. But lo and behold, she had met a match or whatever in school and she had to do something she had no business doing. And they suspended the girl or whatever. Manai said, well, hey, listen, well, that's what she did. She did that to herself or whatever. You got to be able to get to the point of doing things better for you. And you should be okay with doing things better for you and not worry about what somebody else is going to say or worry about if they're going to bring up what you did before in the past. Because, you know, life is too short. Like, listen, hey, I own up to it. My life is an open book. Yeah, true enough, I made some bad decisions and I've done some things that I regret that I even done. But at the same time, the things that I regret, I look at it as a learning experience. And you should do the same thing as well. Not get to the point of worrying about if people going to feel like that. I ain't no better than them because I did these type of things and so forth and so on. It's crazy that it's that way. But people do, that's how they do. People going to think how they want to think and feel how they want to feel. But my grandmother always taught me, hey, listen, don't give people nothing to talk about. If they're going to talk about something or whatever, it's just they're going to make an assumption. They're going to assume. And let them assume whatever they want to assume. That's just on them and what they have going on. That's just the life of it, you know, within life, within itself. If you have changed, it's okay for you to change. And it's okay for you not to go back to doing the things that you used to do. I think LaShawn Pace had made a song back in the day about the same thing, with saying that, you know, that she was, thank God that she has been changed. And it's great. It is okay, you know, for you to change. It's okay for you to change, to do better, so you could be able to see new things, new opportunities for yourself, and new horizons, for you to be able to feel different, and so forth and so on. People going to make their assumptions. People going to talk. They're going to do what they want to do. You can't stop it. But you can stop yourself from progress and worrying about what somebody else is thinking, how they think about you. That's just something for you guys to think about. It's okay for you to change. We all change. Change is a good thing. There's nothing wrong with you changing. It's nothing wrong with you changing. A lot of people get to the point, they be like, hey, why you don't go to church and stuff no more? Because I have come to realize it's a waste of time. Some people still probably need to go in order to try to cope with day-to-day living, because the simple fact is that's what they were brought up on, and they probably have to start back over and start doing things that way. To each their own. I just choose not to do those type of things anymore, because the simple fact is that's not me. That's not what I choose to do. Or whatever. And I'm not knocking anybody else that do that. I just feel like it's a waste of time. A waste of energy. Yeah, church is nothing like it used to be. Or whatever the case may be. Why you don't go to clubs and stuff no more. Clubs and stuff is nothing like they used to be. People are fighting, shooting, killing and stuff like that. We used to go back in the day, go out and be playing. And, you know, they had their cars and revving up their motors. And people standing outside drinking and stuff like that. And having a good time. Nowadays, you got to go and dodge bullets and jump behind bushes and all that. And I'm too big to be doing all that type of shit. I ain't doing that. So it's okay for you to change or whatever the case may be. People have house parties. I have cousins that's in Florida. They have house parties and stuff. They have a good time and don't never see anything bad that's going on when they be going live and stuff like that. And I like those type of things. But, you know, they be drinking and smoking and stuff like that. And that's to each their own. I don't have to do those type of things. Do that make it seem like that I'm better than them because they are smoking and drinking? No. Does it make them feel inferior because I choose not to do those type of things? No. They still welcome me with open arms and show love and, hey, cuz, so-and-so, come. They still do the same thing. So with that being said, like, you got to be able to understand the whole big picture when it comes down to knowing who you are and being able to stand your ground on who you are and stand your ground on to the point of you changing. And you, in the hell with what people say about you. Because at the end of the day, guess what? When you only live and you only die for yourself. That's just something for you guys to think about. Change is good. Change is necessary. It's necessary. And then maybe sometimes you got to have uncomfortable conversation with people to let them know that, hey, listen, I've changed, but that doesn't mean that I don't love you any different. It's just that I'm working on me. And it's okay to work on you. That's me. I'm working on me. That's just life, period. When you know better, you do better. And and just because you change and saying, well, hey, I'm doing this this way, that it's a better way, but it's a better way for me. People have to realize that they have to do things that's better for them. Not for just within the point, better for society, better for their kids, better for their mom, their dad, and how they feel, and so forth and so on. You got to do things that's better for you. Things that works for you. That's just life, period. That's just something for you guys to think about. Change. Change is always good. It's okay to change. It's okay to progress. It's okay to forgive yourself. First, you have to acknowledge that you need to forgive yourself for making bad decisions or different experiences, and be okay to say, hey, listen, I didn't know. And change what you do and go with the flow. That's just plain and simple. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Wednesday, April the 24th, talking to you about change. It's okay for you to change. Y'all have a good night.